Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. So happy that you are listening. It's Tuesday. It's August 2. It's 2016. And we're here to talk about you, your buckos, and all points in between. We'll do the markets, the elections, more on the elections, and the economy, and jobs. We do have a fake jobs number, I believe, coming out Friday. And scams, and shams, and corruption, and you name it, we'll cover it. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, you go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. We're getting near 100,000. Also at GaryK.com, you can read our commentary articles. We post our sarcasm, our wit, our charts of the day, our news of the day. Press the money management button if you'd like to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the consultation button. Our new business, flourishing. If you manage your money yourself, if you're managing others' money, and you need a guide, that would be us. Let us know. And also the subscribe button, get our notes. And that's it. So as you know, we've been starting the show off each day talking about the news of the day when it comes to the election, because as we have told you, it is, I can't tell you, I can't explain to you more than I think I have of the importance of this one. We are $20 trillion in debt. Here, around the globe, I can't even imagine the number. Our growth rate for our GDP is in the ones, even though we have 0% rates, even though they're printing trillions of dollars around the globe to this day, even though we have negative rates, even though people are buying up markets, central banks buying up markets, the next person's going to be huge. And I want you to listen carefully again to me. Listen up. The cause of all this is government size and government debt, which of course is transferred to us. It's our debt. It is the inefficient, ineffective, irresponsible people running governments around the globe, making mistake after mistake after mistake, and continuously adding to those mistakes with even more debt and printed money. Remember, when a debt-laden entity gets in trouble and you keep offering them more debt and more debt, they're going to keep taking it. In the government's case, they just keep writing it. And we've sat around doing nothing. And let me tell you why we've sat around doing nothing. Listen carefully again. Because nothing's bad as long as markets are cooperating. Who's told you that line forever? Don't worry, everything's okay as long as the markets are cooperating. When they stop cooperating is when all hell breaks loose. And then when all hell breaks loose, what do central banks do? They go back to their mantra. Easier money policy and more printing of money and lower rates, even though they're negative, and they go even more negative. So the next person that comes in, if that person doesn't come in and cut the size of government, we're screwed. There is no way, shape, or form you can continue to grow government and squeeze what feeds the government. Just remember, governments only live because of the taxpayer that funds the government. That's it. They don't make any money. They don't produce something for a buck and sell it at a buck and a half. All they do is take in our money, and they can't even make do with that. This year, our government got more in taxes than ever, and they refuse to still balance the books because they don't give a crap because markets are cooperating. And therein lies the issue. My biggest problem with Hillary Clinton is that government spending is the highest ever. She wants to spend more. Taxes are the highest ever. She wants to tax more. Our debt is the highest ever. She wants to indebt us more. What can I tell you? I could sit here and talk personality. No, I got to deal in facts. And it's not us, just us. It's every country out there that follow our lead. Debt after debt after debt, lower rates after lower rates after lower rates. And they all shoot each other and blame each other. Now, what was the comedy today? First off, on a serious note for you Trumpsters out there. As you know, except for 1 week in the last year, I've said Trump's going to win the presidency. I'm off of it now. Do you know why? Listen carefully. This is a message to you guys. Hillary Clinton is spending money and raising money hand over fist. Trump is not. Hillary Clinton is running ad after ad after ad. Trump is not. Get out the vote. Hillary Clinton has a machine. Trump does not. He will lose. Simple as that. You don't believe me? You better start watching. John McCain against Barack Obama. Barack Obama had to spend $11 per vote. John McCain only had to spend $6 per vote. Barack Obama had double the money. So Trump is kidding himself. His campaign team is kidding themselves. He's going to lose. Now, the comedy act today was President Obama in a planted question. He was doing something, I think the president of Singapore. And you're supposed to have decent form when it comes to this, but he doesn't care at this point. He said Trump is unfit for the office of the presidency. He said Donald Trump is unfit for the office of the presidency. This is our president, Barack Obama. The man who brought us $8 trillion in new debt, the spawning of ISIS, just two things, is saying somebody else is unfit. Ha, ha, ha. The worst president in history, worse than George Bush, worse than Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama. The worst with our treasure, our money. And grabbed defeat from the jaws of victory in the Middle East. but somebody else is unfit. Ladies and gentlemen, I love people. Anyway, good luck to all. Vote your conscience. Wish you well. Whoever wins the presidency, I will keep my fingers crossed that they get it and understand it. But we already know one of them is left of socialism. The other one, I have no clue. I have no clue what Donald Trump is. I can't figure him out. I've been listening to everything he says. And to be honest, I use the nickname for him, the chameleon. He's making the chameleons chameleons because I have no clue where he's going. And I have no clue what he knows. And it's very weird to watch. 200 million adults in this country, I believe. And this is what we got. A crook and a chameleon. How the hell did that happen? Somebody tell me how the hell did that happen. And I may have to change the nickname of Trump from chameleon to something else. Anyway, hope you're having a good day. We do have lots to talk about today. As you know, we are here to guide you through markets, give you a clear and good understanding of what's going on, and a few things show up today that you will need to know about. So thank you for being here. Up next, Market Wrap, Movers of the Day, News of the Day, and all that stuff today. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
Napa know-how.
Not all store brands are created equal. For example, when you buy Napa brand synthetic motor oil for $2.99 a quart, you're getting a quality product for a great price. Unlike buying store brand ketchup, good price, but with a funky kind of aftertaste. So pick up Napa full synthetic motor oil now for $2.99 a quart. The taste your car will love. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/16.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
That's the fact, Jack. Yeah. What? Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Hope you're doing well. Life good. We're here in Orlando, Florida. It's like 110 degrees every day. Man, oh man, that global warming is hot. That darn global warming. Damn. Anyway. Hope you're having a good day. We do have lots to cover. By the way, the last thing on the election that I had to cover today is that in that ripping of Donald Trump today saying he was unfit, my president had the grapefruits, the unmitigated gall, to make the statement that while he believed that Mitt Romney and John McCain were wrong on certain policy issues, I quote my president, "I never thought that they couldn't do the job." What a frickin' lie. They skewered both Mitt Romney and John McCain. They gave them daily colonoscopies. They had the New York Times actually do a made-up expose on John McCain that he may have had an affair that they couldn't prove, but they still put it in there. Yet now they whine and complain about Trump because he ripped on John McCain. Wrongfully so, by the way. I love Dems. See, Republicans are not smart enough to be hypocrites. We're not talking about the Dems. We're talking about them, the Dems. Run amok, hypocrisy. Run amok. My favorite part now is they're trying to make Donald Trump into anti-military. Who's the anti-military party? Anyway, listen, when I was in high school, I was running for wittiest in the school. There were three of us. I try to bribe people to win. I still came in second, so who am I to talk? Steven Schrago came in first. I came in second. I brought candy to school and started handing it out. It did me no good. Yeah, anyway. And if I told you the story about my meeting 3 years ago about maybe running for office and what a couple of political operatives told me, it'll curdle your milk three times over. And I can't even tell you on radio what the conversation was about on whether somebody should run for office or not. But I'm still thinking about it. Now we're done. Mets picked up Jay Bruce. I don't know if that's going to do the trick. They're not playing very well. And whoever their athletic trainers are, I don't know what the hell they're doing because injury after injury. That's our Mets report for the day. That said, let's do today's, whatever you call it, market wrap. Thank you. brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Well, these numbers I'm going to give you are off the lows, and it's because the market rallied when there was a Wall Street Journal report that a couple of companies were looking at Biogen to buy them. So all the biotechs popped. Biogen was down 5, finished up 28. NASDAQ was down 64, only finished down 46. It was still icky. NASDAQ 136, Dow was down 90, was down, I think, 140 at one time. S&P down 14. Transports, ooh, a juicy 167 to the downside. What else we got for you? The semiconductors, oh my God, they were down. Down 12 today, that's a big 12. Weakness in Europe, weakness in Asia, new highs, big contraction and new highs today. Advanced declines were putrid today. In the Dow, Exxon bounced a buck. Nothing else was up a buck. On the downside, Apple, $1.60. Apple was downgraded. When has that happened? Boeing, $1.60. Goldman Sachs, $2. Home Depot, $1.50. That's your Dow movers. Now, I want you to listen carefully. As you know, we don't just discuss the Dow and the S&P and all that stuff. We go underneath the surface. And while the market was rallying up consistently and constantly, what areas were we telling you were not keeping up with the leadership, whatever was leading? Retail, airlines, travel-related, what else? Financials weren't keeping up either. These are just for example. But they've rallied up some. The question is, though, what shows up the most weak when the market decides to give back some gains? That's the question. Before we get to the answer, some things happened today, major indices-wise, that may be of concern, maybe not. First off, the S&P, which had been sitting tight for almost 3 weeks, kind of broke under the range, came back a little bit by the close, but still kind of sort of broke under the range. The Russell 2000, almost under the range, but whatever it was trying to get, it was taken back and pretty decently easy. The transports, not liking that action. Matter of fact, a few days ago, I said to you that the transports hit a high in March, hit a high in April around the same level, hit a high in June, just about the same level, and just did it in July. And it's much lower levels than the old highs. They're rolling over. So, transports. Not the end of the world, but kind of sort of rolling over here. So, that said, A, financials. Ain't happening. Okay? They rallied up some, but never had leadership at all. And a bunch of them are breaking support and or moving averages now. Just letting you know. Doesn't mean the end of the world, and some of them are just range bound and back in middle of the range, and that's okay. Just letting you know that upside that was being attained hit a wall. That's just financials. Airlines getting absolutely smoked again. Now I got my music. When we get back, we'll start with the airlines, go through a few others, have the movers of the day and whatever else today. I'm sure I'll complain about something else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Oh, Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Really appreciate it. Okay, so a couple things. I was mentioning airlines. Terrible action today, and I'm going to read something to you. German flag carrier Lufthansa warned Tuesday that horrific terror attacks in Europe were having a tangible impact on business, with second quarter profit down 17%. Advance bookings were down sharply as net profits for the 3 months ended, blah, blah, blah. Quote, horrific terror attacks are making people feel unsafe. Because of repeated terror attacks in Europe and political and economic uncertainty, advance bookings, especially on long-haul flights to Europe, have fallen significantly. And I guess that didn't help. So airlines, very, very bad shape, not helping. And I gather that, prices are going to come down. I'm sure you can go to Belgium right now and Egypt to do pretty well, I guess, with everything that's been happening there. So financials, airlines. Have you taken a look at the action in Ford? Little auto action. Have you taken a look at the action in Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines at new yearly lows? So the cruise lines acting very poorly, and this is with gas prices way down. And the retail. Remember we told you retail was coming off the lows, acting a little bit better in its big bear market. In other words, if something goes from 100 down to 25 and rallies to 30, we still call it a bear market. Anyway, they were coming after things with a vengeance today. Macy's, Kohl's, they ran after Nordstrom's. You name the retailer, just about, they were smoking them pretty good. So we're just letting you know you got some of these areas underneath the surface. Not good news. And I want to just make sure you guys know, as we have been telling you, this is not an A to Z rally we've had. And with just the first real down day today, they were hitting some things pretty darn hard. So very important, you keep your eyes peeled. Remember our fundamental thesis. Earnings stink. Revenues stink. The economy, bleh. Some other economies around the globe, terrible. But we've got this big central bank thingamabob going on, helping things up, propping things up, whatever you want to call it. So just stay on guard. And in case you don't know, we're dead serious about all this. Quite the dead serious. Pick your spots, take your time. Now, of course, the one area that's been pretty consistent has been the gold and silver. Gold was up again today. Gold stocks were up better and then came in as overall stocks were hit. The other area I had to mention, housing. Have to mention the housing. Anybody see Lennar in the last few days breaking down? KB Homes rolling over. Meritage Homes really breaking down. Toll Brothers has been dead anyhow. Pretty much DOA. So again, and just so you know, this is not genius. We're just reporting to you the news. Areas that have not made the grade, and areas on the first decent down day are pretty much breaking support levels and or moving averages and coming in with some heavy volume. And what's interesting for me is these airlines that with gas prices so low, JetBlue is down from 27, sitting at 17. Southwest Airlines is near new yearly lows, hit a high of 51, it's 35. What up there? Bond market. They're finally starting to come after the corporates and some of the junk bonds. You know our thoughts there. We will not change that stance. We think that is where the big bubble is. And eventually there will be hell to pay because price and yield are about as distorted as can be. Because of the printing of $20 trillion, Europe has admitted that they're buying up their corporate bonds that are some of them paying nothing. Just remember, investing is about taking risk, making money, losing money, your money or who you're managing for. Central banks aren't supposed to be doing that. It's not in their charter. But guess what they're doing? And of course, our lovely central bank bought $4.5 trillion of government bonds to get rates down. And a job well done. Unfortunately, it is absolutely screwed Aunt Mary and Uncle Bob. 0% money markets. A 10-year. What do you think the 10-year's at right now? Little 10-year bond from the government, 1.5%. It should be 4 or 5. 30-year, 2.28. It should be 6 or 7. That's what trillions of dollars will buy you. And that's what we mean. I don't know, even think we talk about it enough. Pretty much begging you, don't go long-term in buying bonds. I keep everything within 5 years, and frankly, pretty much within 3. And I get less yield, but I have less risk. No risk, really, if I'm buying good stuff. And you have to remember the bond funds. They are perpetual. They are always getting into new bonds. And there's leverage there. And I just have to remind you, because they have been doing well, I have to remind you, a lot of the junk bond funds went down 50, 60% and are still way down from 04 to 07 right now than where they were. I must remind you. So watch them. I'm not telling you to sell. Just better watch them. We are 100% sure there is going to be a day where central banks lose control of the bond market. You know what's going to happen to these bond funds? Go get a machete. That's what's going to happen to these bond funds. But it could be 5 years, 3 years, or 3 days. And right now, no biggie. They're starting to pull back right now. Let me repeat. I call it no biggie. But just realize in a nanosecond, you can lose a couple of years of income off of the capital you lose in price. And of course, you can make a couple years in income on the capital you make in price if you buy at the right time. And let me repeat, these people that are doing all this, they have no idea what they have created. And they have no idea what the outcome's going to be. It's an experiment that did not work in 07-08. So they just said, we'll stay with that experiment, but just go crazy to the upside in easy money. Job well done. We'll see. Up next, other stuff, movies of the day, news of the day, whatever else today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you.
800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, no! Go.
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaugh.
Ba-da-bum. And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. There's not a day that goes by that I don't get emails asking how Neil Cavuto is doing. He is recovering from open heart surgery and doing very well. And he is a trooper. He is an inspiration. I am sure he will be back the first day he can be back. And I gather he's biting his hands off, just, you know, he wasn't on TV for the conventions, but we got three debates coming up, two of them during football games, and I am sure he will be back soon, as he is the best of the best at what he does. Movers of the day, if I can find them, I can give them to you. On the upside, as we mentioned, Biogen buyout rumors. Up 28 to 330. IDEX Labs. Got to write that one down. Thank you. Up 12 to 105. Dun & Bradstreet. Up 10 to 138. Mallon Crot up 9. 76 on earnings. Shire PLC. Up 8 to 202 on earnings. Trex. Symbol TREX. Up 8 to 57. WellCare Health up 5 on earnings. CVS Health on earnings, 4s. Sherwin-Williams, 4. Ecolab, 4. SodaStream, 4. 3 or more of AmerisourceBergen. Cognex. Contro Resources. Remember what we said about oil. There's just about 5 to 10 names that are hanging in there, even though oil prices keep going lower. We're going to pay attention to them, and we'll keep you advised. Two or more Nautilus. Cardinal Health, Pioneer Natural Resources, that's one of them. Harris Corp, Mott & Mattietta Materials, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, defense stock still okay. And that's it on the upside. On the downside, Chipotle 11, damn. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Priceline, 10. Mettler-Toledo, 10. AutoZone, 9. Cable One, 7. Amazon, 7. Olympic Steel, 6. Texas Roadhouse Restaurant, 6. Big breakdown off the high. Ligand Pharmaceuticals, 6. 5 or more. Mesa Labs, Panera. Alliance Data Systems, Equinix. New Market Corp. OrthoFix. 4 more, Public Storage, Lear Corp, we mentioned Royal Caribbean. How about Dish Network? Bad action. Ralph Lauren, another retail apparel, getting whacked today. Allergan, three or more Simon Property Group, so a couple of real estate stocks, Expedia, Illumina, Ulta Salon, Arrow Electronics, On Numbers, Canadian Pacific Railway, PVH Corp, Deckers, Kohl's, man, we're still on the threes, Citrix, Thermo Fisher Scientific, Cracker Barrel, Essex Property Trust, Signet Jewelers, Delta Airlines, Alexandria Equities, that's another REIT, and I think I'm done. Fabrinet, Lending Trade, Nordstrom's, that is it, and United Continental. In the news, McDonald's overhauling their ingredients. What they're basically telling you, the ingredients they've had forever stink, so we're overhauling them. No, really. The way they fry things, the way they do things, they're now going into the 2000s where people demand better food, better made food. So your French fries, instead of giving you a heart attack in 3 years, will give you a heart attack in 4 years. In the news, Uber. You know what Uber is, right? Well, they were trying to get into business in China. And now they're getting out of business in China. It is very, very tough to light that candle in China as business. That's all I can tell you. So they're being bought out by the competition, the Chinese competition. That would be Uber. And I got to tell you, my wife owned a courier service for a very long time. How did I not think of having an app and Uber and all that stuff? Man, am I a doofus. What an easy idea to come up with. Easy idea. Easy idea. And that's kind of sort of your ever popular over the top news of the day. Just, we had a down day today. So I'm not sweating too much on the market itself, except that it looks like it could come down a little bit more. And I don't like the fact that some of these areas are breaking down already. That gives me a little worry about what I call underpinnings. I'm not sure what an underpinning is, but I'm pretty sure it has something to do with the internals. Underpinning. Yeah, the internals. So today just gives me a little bit of a wake-up call. Remember, the S&P stood tight for 9 days, and we broke under those 9 days. Could be meaningful. Doesn't mean it has to be, but could be. Especially with these, what I call, underneath-the-surface issues. Now, of course, we have a fake employment number Friday. And we have a bunch of Fed heads yapping away. Three of them were out today saying the opposite of each other. I didn't want to tell you. I better not say it. I'll get in trouble. Goldman Sachs came out, sell the market for the next 3 months. All the investment banks, I've never seen anything like it, except after a market's down 40%. Could they be right? Not so sure. And frankly, they've been saying sell the market the last 3-4 months. Just letting you know, again, a little bit of a wake-up call today. And hope you're listening to me on those areas, because that's the most important part of the equation, underneath the surface. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like I do, simple procedure. You all make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.